Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, need to remind folks to go to, especially golfers, go to WichitaPerks.com and get this Grade 8 Golf Tour card. It's only $59. And with the purchase of a cart, you can play eight area golf courses for only $59. Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, Augusta, Turkey Creek, and Wedgewood. So pretty much all around Wichita. And Turkey Creek, by the way, is in McPherson, and Wedgewood's in Halstead. So all around the surrounding area, you get to play these great eight courses for just $59 with the purchase of a cart. So go to WichitaPerks.com. It's a tremendous value and a great deal, and today's a great day for it. So I strongly encourage you to do that and then skip work and then go play golf, or at least knock off early right after lunch, which I may do. I don't know. Time for the Syndio HRO Twitter question, brought to you by Syndio HRO, Wichita's human resource experts. At KFH Radio's Twitter handle that retweets them and all that stuff. Which of these, and help me if you don't understand the question, because a couple of people on Twitter didn't understand necessarily, I guess, the wording of the question. Which of these Reggie athletes would you not want to be charged with stopping at a crucial time? Reggie Miller, Reggie White, or Reggie Jackson? Because they're all in different sports, I guess I struggled with the wording of the question. Because Tom said, stopping like how? Like striking out Jackson, blocking White, guarding Miller? Yes. Yes, that's what I meant.
Right. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Right?
Which of these Reggies would you not want to be charged with stopping at a crucial time? So I couldn't say guard, because you're not guarding Reggie Jackson. Maybe I'm overthinking. But anyway. Reggie Miller, Reggie White, Reggie Jackson. Which one of these Reggies is the most dangerous?
Reggie White, right?
That's the correct answer, yes. Reggie White.
Yeah, I think it is, because Reggie Jackson, as great as he was, and as great as he was at key moments, still only hit the ball safely, 27% of the time. Now, he could kill you with one swing.
Mm-hmm. But he struck out a lot.
And then Reggie Miller, as good as he was, still missed as many as he made, even though he made a bunch. Although, man, they had some great moments, didn't
they?
Well,
when he really needed a basket, good luck stopping him, you know, because it was to him. He was like...
The Reggie Miller 30 for 30 on the Knicks, on essentially that, three-shot moment that he had in the course of about
7 or 9 seconds,
mm-hmm. whatever it was, is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't ever remember anything else about Reggie Miller, that should be remembered, because it was, I remember when it happened, and it's even better that you can do a whole hour essentially on, 10 seconds.
You know what else happened in there too, is John Starks choking two free throws.
Yeah, that's right.
And Reggie didn't miss free throws either. He's like a 90% foul shooter. And that had to happen, I think, in there for the Pacers to beat the Knicks in that 30 for 30 that you're talking about. But
and just talk trash the
whole
time.
Oh, my God. And him and Spike Lee, that added
non-stop.
To it big time. Yep.
Just nonstop. They jawed at one another. It was awesome.
And guys that talk junk don't get the ultimate credit for it unless they back it up.
Right.
I mean, how many people talk smack, but we never hear about it because they're not any good or not good enough, good enough to rise to Reggie Miller's level or Larry Bird's level or, I think Jordan to a lesser degree, but
oh yeah, right.
But you know, Reggie Miller and Larry Bird. Even Reggie didn't talk to Larry Bird. I don't want to make this about Larry Bird, but he may have been the best at trash talk and tell you where he was going to catch it and shoot. I'm going to put this right in your face.
Yeah,
and he'd do it.
Yeah. Well, so he was that kind of player too.
Reggie White is getting 45% of the vote, so he's in the lead. Reggie Miller at 29%, and then Reggie Jackson at 26%. Of course, Mr. October, you know, there's a reason why he has that nickname. But proud of the voters for going Reggie White for just...
Makes sense.
Yeah, the Minister of Defense.
Got to account for him on every single play.
With probably more than one
Huff
guy.
Charlie Huff might have voted for Reggie Jackson.
Bert Hooten would have.
I mean, Bert Hooten, that's right.
Elias Sosa. No, all three of those guys.
All three
gave up
guys.
The home runs to him back to back to back. Three different dudes on first pitch. Charlie Huff, Bert Hooten, Elias Sosa.
Elias Sosa wouldn't have gotten the third one.
Uh-huh. Three swings, three jacks. And then, of course, that All-Star Game home run on the roof that we referenced last week.
That one was... Like I said, I would have loved to have known just how far that thing would have been hit. Something hadn't gotten in the way.
Yeah.
The only other thing that could have gotten in the way on that one was a low-flying plane.
Mm-hmm. Hot air balloon, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a hot air balloon.
He was the original launch angle guy. I mean, it was... He struck out a ton back when you probably weren't supposed to be striking out. Now we don't care, obviously, but...
Well...
But Reggie, he was all or nothing.
Where do we care about strikeouts? The only place that we really care about strikeouts anymore is with runners in scoring position, right?
Yeah. And more specifically, I watched that Royals game. They struck out 20 times yesterday.
Ooh.
And I get some of it's James Paxton and the greatness of James Paxton. But Soler struck out 5 times. I mean, put the ball in play. And that's what you're supposed to be about, Royals. We'll talk about them in a while. But of all the – and I know they're hitting more home runs than they normally do. But you can't be striking out 20 times in 10 games. And here is the real bear of it, all right? In the ninth inning, Billy Hamilton gets a hit off of Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, what's the one way – that you're probably going to score if you're going to turn this into an inning where you get a run. Billy Hamilton's got to steal a base, and you got to make some productive outs. Mm-hmm. Well, sure enough, he stole second, and then Chapman struck out Witt, and that was a big one. And then Hamilton's like, all right, well, if Witt can't put it in play, then, you know, Mondesi's next. So... The dude that led the American League in hits last year just struck out. So off he goes to third. Billy steals third. And Mondesi strikes out on 99. And then Alex Gordon's next. And that's lefty-lefty. You know, 100 miles an hour against the lefty. He put up a decent fight, but he struck out too. So, yeah, to answer your question, you got a guy in scoring position. I don't get it. And I never... Guys like Joey Gallo and Chris Davis and just don't change their swing and don't seem to care when guys are in scoring position. Don't you care about RBIs? I mean,
yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I think your approach with runners in scoring position has got to change, depending on the situation. I mean, obviously.
Well, in this case, it was the ninth inning and the Royal. It was a tie game. So yes, by all means, everything you can possibly do to get a run in. You need to do it. And, again, that's easier said than done when you're facing Chapman who's throwing 100 miles an hour legitimately. But generally, to your point, and I'm not even sure I care when it is in the game. Second inning, ninth inning, it's still a run. You know? You never know if you hit a 14-hopper to the right side and get a run in the second inning. Might not be, you know, you might be in the lead in the eighth inning instead of tied. Or I don't know. But we're in the minority because analytics says home runs, doubles, fly balls, and you know, strikeouts aren't a bad thing. I don't know if that anyone will actually ever say, no, strikeouts are no big deal. I suppose it's better than a double play, but that's about it.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Enough.
It is it's draft week. And so to that end, we're going to go to radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker. Glad to be joined by him. We're going to get him in 5 minutes, get his thoughts on the NFL and what a big week this is. The draft is on Thursday, so we will pepper him with some questions about the NFL draft, former NFL lineman, and radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker is coming up next.
All things barbecue.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.